This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Later this morning, we will have the first video from our FIA Industry Leader Series from Expo 2021 in Chicago last week. The first one is our interview with CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump. Look for it on johnlothiannews.com. Clive Furness, the CEO of Contango Markets Limited, had this to say about the CME and Google's deal on LinkedIn. The CME Group announcement of their partnership with Google heralds, in my view, a complete change in the value proposition for exchanges. I believe that we are now witnessing the start of the new exchange world where data is of more value than the transactions themselves. Of course, the transition may take a while, but I truly believe that what we witnessed last week was the birth of the new world and will spawn completely new types of products, transaction methodologies, and participants. I, for one, am massively excited about the opportunities this heralds. Eurex is a sponsor of a virtual conference, Asia Risk Congress 2021, which runs for 5 days from November 15th to 19th. The conference focuses on risk and regulation, climate risks, non-financial risk, derivatives, and quantitative finance, and investing, and will discuss the latest on LIBOR transition, regulatory developments, non-financial risk, and derivatives. Professionals from buy-side firms, banks, regulators, and corporates are eligible for a free delegate ticket to the conference. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. The latest FIA data tracker is out showing monthly data on customer funds held at U.S. Futures Commission merchants. Montreal Exchange announced the upcoming launch of its 30-year Government of Canada Bond Futures, LGB, market-making program on November 29th. MX has partnered with National Bank Financial and Desjardins Securities to provide liquidity in the 30-year point of the Canadian listed yield curve. John Angelos of Cboe shared this on LinkedIn. Cboe Global Markets is hiring a director, credit derivative sales, based out of either Chicago or New York City. The ideal candidate is someone who comes from the credit derivative space and has a deep understanding of the credit ecosystem, e.g. OTC, CDX, TRS, ETF, HYG, LQD, preferably from a buy-side or sell-side firm. If you or anyone you know is interested in applying, please reach out to Katie Toll. That's ktoll, K-T-O-L-L-E .C-O-N at cboe.com. The CBOE is making progress on development of its trading floor. Here is a latest video showing the progress of the construction. There's a link in today's newsletter. Fairex posted a text exchange on LinkedIn to promote the fact that they traded over 10,000 contracts in a day. This was very creative marketing by Fairex. The basic data was out previously, but the Tuesday FIA webinar on third quarter global derivatives volume and open interest still held a few points of interest. Presenters Will Ackworth, Senior VP of FIA Publications Data and Research, and Lisa Cavallari, Russell Investments Director of Fixed Income Derivatives and Commodities, pointed out several highlights of the period. We knew equity contracts, particularly in their new micro formation, have been driving volume growth. Total volume for the third quarter reached 15.8 billion contracts, surpassing a record of 14.8 billion set in the first quarter. Separately, open interest reached a record 1.13 billion contracts at the end of the third quarter, fueled largely by an increase in trading in North America. Less well known was the utilization of global futures has been growing over the past 5 years, Ackworth said. The stabilization of interest rate futures and options volume around the 1 billion contract level over the last two quarters was also worth noting. But trading has moved from the once popular 2-year sector towards the longer end of the yield curve. CBOE Options Institute will host a free 75-minute webinar on new developments in 24/5 around-the-clock options trading on Wednesday, November 17th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's just in time for the debut of extended global trading hours for SPX and VIX options, which will be lengthened on November 21st, subject to regulatory approval. More information on the event is available with a link in today's newsletter. The World Federation of Exchanges just published a focus special on COP26, featured as Bolsa de Valores de Colombia, BVC, which is on course to make its operations net zero by the end of 2021. In the video address, BVC outlines its plan to help Colombian transition to a more inclusive, low-carbon, and digital economy. You can watch this video with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Elon Musk loses $50 billion in 2 days in record wealth plunge. Slide is biggest two-day drop in history of billionaires index. Musk remains world's richest person by $83 billion margin. Elon Musk has lost $50 billion so far this week after Tesla Inc. shares plunged for the second day in a row. It's the biggest two-day decline in the history of the Bloomberg Billionaires Index and the biggest one-day fall after Jeff Bezos' $36 billion plunge following his divorce from Mackenzie Scott in 2019. My comment, it was good while it lasted. I remember it like it was the day before yesterday. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Pfizer, BioNTech ask FDA to expand COVID-19 booster use to all adults. If FDA grants the request, the company's booster shot will be cleared for people 18 years and older, in addition to certain high-risk adults already eligible. Pfizer and partner BioNTech SE asked U.S. health regulators to expand the authorization of their COVID-19 booster to people as young as 18 years old as the government explores expanding access to extra doses. Mike Hammett, this would be a huge step forward for the U.S. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the one with the most provocative title. Investment company staff required to get special approval to hire white men, from the Telegraph via Yahoo Finance. Second was our lead story, EU set to ban trading practice helping power meme stock mania, from Bloomberg. Third was Euronext breaks LSE deal to move clearing functions to Italy, from the Financial Times. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.